There's an ad war going on in Milwaukee over whether to expand the taxpayer-funded private school voucher program. Governor Doyle has insisted any expansion be tied to increased accountability for the voucher schools and other changes, including an expansion of the SAGE program, reducing class sizes in some Wisconsin public schools. An ad written by a GOP-leaning newspaper publisher and a GOP-loving talk show host mentions the segregationist ways of former Arkansas Governor Orville Faubus and former Alabama Governor George Wallace. A student from a Milwaukee voucher school then urges people not to let Wisconsin's governor follow in those other politicians' footsteps.
Now, in 2006, don't let a governor named Jim Doyle stand in the schoolhouse door again, this time blocking hundreds of African-American students right here in Milwaukee.
Several past and present African-American members of the Doyle administration joined the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP to question the wording of the ad. NAACP Milwaukee President Jerry Ann Hamilton says she knows segregation firsthand.
Having come from the segregated South and having endured those horrific times, I want to go on record as opposing in the strongest terms possible the ad currently being played by supporters of the voucher program.
One of Governor Doyle's adopted sons, who is African American, also defended his father's civil rights record. But one of the writers of the controversial ad says it was pulled off Milwaukee radio on Monday. A new ad using adult voices merely says Doyle is blocking educational opportunity for Milwaukee kids. Michael Holt says the schoolhouse door commercial was drawing too much attention to itself. Holt says he's trying to set up a meeting between some of the kids in the first ad and the civil rights group. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.